Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. It's time for the Youth Sports Show with the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You know, when I started this show, we talked football, basketball, baseball. Very comfortable with those sports. We kind of did a little hockey. Started feeling comfortable about hockey. We did lacrosse, and we had a dance team, which was totally out of my element. We had first stage come in and talked theater. A little bit out of my element, but I know a little bit about that, and that worked out okay. Well, you want to talk about going way off the grid today, guys, I got to tell you. Our special in-studio guest, and I'm going to enjoy this because I'm going to learn a lot and probably ask some ridiculous questions. Emily Barco?
Yeah,
Vino. She is the Pewaukee Lake Sailing School Director, also the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, their director and coach. It's nice to see you, Emily. We have gone back and forth to get you in studio. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Good.
It's a perfect day to go sailing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Breeze on.
Yeah. It's windy and warm, and you guys can get out on the lake. Also joined by Carl Spencer. He is a board president for Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. Also, he has two sons that went through both the Pewaukee Lake Sailing School and the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team. In fact, I said, hey, can we get the one who's right now sailing for UW-Madison? Can we get him on the phone? And he said, no. He's got a big event today. Carl, it's good to meet you.
You too. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, what event? Your two sons' names?
Christian is my older son, and Sam is my younger son.
And which one is sailing today?
Christian.
He sails for UW-Madison?
He does.
That's awesome. And they got a big event today?
They do. They qualified for the College Sailing Nationals in Newport, Rhode Island. So they're out there right now sailing.
Hey, you got to be proud, huh?
I am. It's super exciting.
Yeah, it really is. Emily, let's talk a little bit about your background. And again, I'm going to ask you some really basic questions about this because I didn't know. I knew it existed a little bit because on the NARI show that I do, I have a guest that comes in, Tracy Grosspeach, who has talked about the sailing. And I didn't realize that there was a high school youth programs. I didn't know that. And so shame on me, but I grew up on the east side of Milwaukee. Yeah. Grew up a couple blocks from the river, but nobody was sailing on Milwaukee River, right? So I had no idea that this existed. So it's interesting to me, not only the amount of kids, but reading on your website, your mission statement, some of the things that you guys believe that sailing gives kids, not only just as they're sailing, but through life, I think is really interesting. We're going to get to those. But Emily, if I can get your background a little bit, is this something you've been doing for a long time?
Yeah, my whole life, actually. I probably was in a boat before I could walk or crawl.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up on Pine Lake. My whole family sails. My parents met sailing. Grandparents, both sets sailed all on Pine. And just been a multi-generation sailing. So, yeah, it's what I know and love and my passion.
And then you went away for a while, right? You're not in jail or anything, but you went away for a while and then came home.
Well, yeah. So I went to college at Hobart, William Smith, and sailed there. And then went out east and ran a sailing program on the East Coast in Marblehead. And then from there, I went to the West Coast and ran full year-round programs at Newport Harbor and Newport Beach, California. And I was out there for quite a while. And then my husband and kids just came back home to be back in the sailing.
Sure.
and back in the inland. Yeah.
It's you can't come home, right?
A kid
can't come home. And
yes.
And the fact that you went through these programs,
mm-hmm.
did you you know the history behind it. I mean, look at the amount of knowledge that you can bring back to say, hey, look, guys, I've been where you're at. I've done what you're doing, and now let's see if we can't tweak it, change it. you know, continue it. And man, good for you. Welcome. Yeah. You're welcome home. How long have you been back?
A little over a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels good?
It feels awesome. It feels awesome.
Family proud of you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's why I want to, that's why I run these programs, is I want to give these kids the same experience in just the summers that I had.
Sure.
And I have a 5-year-old daughter, and she's going to be going through the program as well. And just, I mean, just the independence and just the free spirit of being on the lake and sailing and in a boat by yourself and the control, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's an amazing experience.
She's going to be in the kinder proms? Is that what that's called?
Kinder pram. So
prams?
Yeah, a class for 5- and 6-year-olds right in the kindergarten, out of kindergarten, and just fun-filled, fun-based curriculum and two in a boat with an instructor and just have a time of their life. And
I had absolutely no idea until I started doing research for this that kids that early, and you said you were in a boat probably before you walked. I love the fact that kids that young, because they're fearless and they get comfortable very quickly in that setting. So as they get to be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, they've already fallen in love with the sport, and it's kind of, you know, who they are at that point. And comfortable in the boat, and whether they continue into high school, at least now that they have that basic knowledge of how to do this. Carl, give me your background.
So for sailing, for me, my folks, my dad was working in Madison, a medic fellow who knew sailing. His name was Wally Haynes. And Wally got my dad sort of interested in boats. For 4 years, we owned a boat, but it was a wood boat. It was in pieces in our yard at all times. We finally moved to Pewaukee. So we finally get close to water. My dad sells the boat. Luckily, I ended up sailing for Wally's son. And my older sister started sailing. So we started in X-Boats, which is a boat that kids will sail up until they're 16 years old. And sailing for me just took off. And I love the sport. You know, you talk about the youth, you know, the 5- and 6-year-olds. It's an amazing thought to think that you're sending a 5- and 6-year-old kid out onto the lake by themselves in a boat, you know, and they could tip over, they could fall out of the boat. It takes a lot of confidence in your kids, and that confidence, I think, you know, falls into the kids, and they really feel it, and they feel that independence. And I see the kids that I've watched grow up in sailing really have that sense of independence and a good self-confidence in themselves.
So Emily, do you have one daughter? Is that, you have one child?
I have two. I have a son who's 2 and a daughter who's 5.
So when Carl talks about, you know, as a parent, you get a little bit like, man, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable, but is that something that you know you're going to feel? What is your daughter's name?
Abby.
When Abby gets in the boat and you said, look, there's 2 and an instructor, but there's going to be a time, whether when she's 5 or 6, that she's going to be on a boat by herself. And you're going to make sure that she knows what she's doing and all that.
Absolutely.
But you're off on right watching from the sidelines on this one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she'll go, and I think to Carl's point, I mean, it's a big independence, a big step, and self-esteem issue for them. But you know, on the other side, one of my jobs is to hire some of the best instructors to teach them to know what to do before sending them out.
Right.
So all of our instructors are highly trained. They go through a U.S. Sailing. It's called a Level 1 course. That's a 40 hours course to prepare them, as well as all the first aid and CPR and safe sport training. So they, you know, our instructor ratios are pretty low with the kids, and so they really make sure that they know what to do before sending them out.
Do you think Abby might be listening?
I think so.
Well,
she said she was. So.
That's, what is your husband's name?
Chad.
Chad, I'm sure, is listening as well. Chad, Abby, good luck as you get in that sailboat. I think that's that's awesome. It really is. And is it Chad? Is this something he's involved with as well?
Nope. He likes the boats with motors on them.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm with Chad. Yeah. Chad and I can hang out. We'll wave past you, see you people sailing as we go past you. I'm not sure that I've never been on a sailboat. Never.
No.
And I'm not sure, boy, my size should do that, but maybe, right?
We'll get you out. Absolutely. Anyone can sail from, it's one of the awesome things about sailing is from 5 to 105 out there and racing and just leisure or hanging out.
I think the leisure part is the part that I can't imagine anything more relaxing than that. Then you're out there by yourself, and I just think it always interests me, but I don't know anybody that's, I don't know anybody that does this. So it's not like I got eight buddies going, hey, let's, you know, they're saying let's go to the Brewer game, you know, let's go to the Bucks game, but nobody says let's go to the lake and go sailing. And it's interesting that when I looked on your website, and all of a sudden it's kind of like, hey, if you want to sign up for this one, there's a waiting list for this session. The next one, there's a waiting list for this session. The next one, there's a waiting list. So the amount of people that want to be involved and are involved in the stuff that you guys do is pretty high.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're a 100% community program. Anybody can come out and sail. You don't need to be Yacht Club member or anything like that. So all you got to do is sign up for classes. So, yeah, our beginner Opti classes, we've hit about 25 kids. We have about 140 for the entire summer so far registered for the Pewaukee program. And but
what's the number you want that to be at? If you get
as many
to 180 would be?
As many as possible. That's our goal, is just get as many kids out and sailing and having fun.
Hey, Carl, do you see that the interest out in that neck of the woods is higher now than it was, say, you know, 15, 20 years ago?
In terms of the overall size of the sailing school, it's definitely a lot bigger. It's interesting because I've just been involved in a big project where we're trying to get people involved in sailing. Back in the day, the fleets were actually bigger, especially in what we call the adult fleet. So we're starting to see, you know, as the real estate prices go through the roof in some areas, you have a lot of people moving in that may not have history with sailing, to your point of, you know, not a lot of people know about it.
Right.
And that's something that we're really trying to do is get people to understand what sailing is. You know, people hear the term yacht club and they think of Judge Snell's, you know, from Caddyshack or
sure.
something. It's not that way. You know, it's just a club of people that want to sail. And it's not that it's an inexpensive sport, but it's not as expensive, I think, as people think it is.
Well, what's interesting going through your website is you guys supply boats for kids.
We do.
So it's not like, okay, if my 5 or 6 year old grandson wants to try this, that I have to, first of all, go out and spend a couple of $1,000s to buy a boat or whatever it would be for him to be able to try it. He could come and learn how to sail, utilize one of your boats. I looked at your prices. They're really reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I think, keep them that way because you want to teach this sport to as many kids as you can, and I commend you for that. I think as you get older, if you're really involved and you want to compete, that the prices, then you've got to invest some money into that.
That's a good point, and that's true. Yeah, the youth is really how the sport grows, right? In any sport, and trying to get them involved as much as possible is the goal.
What's interesting is I think that's with any sport. Look, if you've got a little one that wants to learn how to play golf, you can use somebody's golf clubs, but they're going to get to a point that if they want to compete at a high level, you have to spend some money on some decent golf clubs. Same thing with, you know, tennis, with any sport. I think you're talking, maybe not basketball until you talk about basketball shoes, the amount of money that kids are spending on shoes nowadays, but just about anything. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Before we get to a break, high school football coach back in town, I want to say hello to Jed Kennedy, is back in town for a little bit, and he was at Brook Central for a long time. And he has moved on, but he's back in town and sent me a text. And if he's listening, I want to reach out and tell him, Coach, miss talking to you on a weekly basis. And certainly welcome home. Hopefully I'll get a chance to see you before you head back. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wind is right, you can sail away. Find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait.
It's awesome. This is Jeff Orlowski's favorite song. It's his favorite song. He is a Christopher Cross freak. Welcome back to the U Sports Show. He asked me the other day, were you at the Judas Priest concert? Yes. No. I thought it was a faith-based thing when you told me that, and obviously it was not, right?
It was not, but you missed one heck of a show, Mike.
Yeah. Did they play this song?
No, this one did not make the set list.
Yeah, then I'm glad I wasn't there. We were talking with Emily Barco-Vino. I love the name, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's an excellent name. And the Barco family is big in sailing.
We are.
So I asked you, can I utilize that? And you said, of course.
Yes.
Of course you can, because when you talk about that area and the Barco family, like you said, your grandparents and your parents, they met, your parents met sailing, very big into this. She is the director of the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, and she is also the, are you the director and coach of that, and then the director of the Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. You're busy.
I am.
Now,
I
are those two combined?
They are.
They are combined. They are.
So the sailing school is a summer program.
Okay.
And then the high school, we offer fall and spring.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the summer program, that Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, and talk a little bit about that here coming up in the show. We're also joined in studio, Carl Spencer, nice young man. Nice young man. There you go. He is he's smiling at me right now. He is the board president at Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. How long have you been the board president?
I actually just came on in January, but I've been on the board for the last 4 or 5 years.
Big changes coming now that you're the president. I don't see any like security people with you or any of that stuff. You don't need that, right?
Not yet.
Secret Service,
not
nowhere
yet.
Around yet.
Yeah,
to
be.
We'll see. If you start making big changes, you might need some. You know,
right.
No, sailing's not political at all, right? Maybe a little bit. Yeah. Do you know I ask everybody that? And trust me, it doesn't matter what I'm talking, track and field, any of it. They go, it kind of can get a little.
Yeah. Get a little bit.
It gets a little bit. And I think in everything. And you guys just work through that. Carl, what do you do for your real job?
My real job? I work for a Milwaukee-based company called DigiCorp, and I sell network gear.
Yeah?
How's, voice and data gear.
How's business?
It's been great.
Yeah. It's been, I'm a sales guy here. That's what I do. And for a real job. And then I do this stuff on the weekend, and business is good.
Yeah,
I think it's good all over the place. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the mission statement that you guys have and what your, if somebody asks you, Emily, what is your ultimate goal when it comes to, let's start with the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, because I think that that's, a lot of people that listen to the stuff that I do, they understand that we talk about competing in different sports, and is your, you know, mission statement to win, to teach, to compete, to hope that kids fall in love with it? What is the mission statement of what you're trying to accomplish?
Yes, all the above.
All of the above.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just getting kids involved, getting them into the sailing, and at the high school level, they don't need to really even know how to sail, just get them on the boats and involved. And then yeah, there's a lot of opportunities to compete. We compete against schools all over Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota. And then there's high school championships, nationals that we've been a part of and get to. And then ultimately a lot of these kids from high school go off and sail in college. And there's quite a number of them that become All-American college sailors. There's a few in the whole greater Milwaukee area that are training and have gone to the Olympics in sailing, and even on to the top level, like America's Cup stuff. So it's really is a feeder and do lifelong of sailing.
If you want more information on the stuff that we're talking about, go to PLSS.org. PLSS, it stands for Pewaukee Lake Sailing School.org. We had talked about earlier about, I'm looking at the fees that people have to pay to get involved with this, and I think they're extremely reasonable. And one of the ways that you guys do this is you raise money and other people help out. You have we're doing it together, in fact, today, a brat stop at the Pewaukee Metro Market, and it's on Silvernail from 11 to 1. So you guys will leave here and you'll head over there. And we do these each week. And I really appreciate your willingness to work with us on this. 100% of the proceeds from 11 to 1 that we make for you guys goes right back to what you're doing to offset some of the costs for maybe some kids that might not be able to afford some of this. And from 11 to 1, if you're near that Metro Market, again, on Silvernail today, stop by. Johnsonville Brats, Johnsonville Italians, water, soda, stuff like that. Brats and Italians are $2. Our guys will do the work. They've already left here. They're going to fire up the grill. And they have the product, and I want to thank Johnsonville, and as always, thank our local Pick and Save stores, because they believe so much in helping out and giving back any way that they can. And this is a way that we've done, I think, for 14 years now, every Saturday between April and October, raising money for different youth groups. And I love the fact that you guys can be doing this. Who's going to be out there today?
I'll be out there, and we got a handful of our high school sailors going to be out there as well. So we have quite a few of them are sailing actually today. There's the Wisconsin State Champs at Milwaukee Yacht Club. So we have about 5 or 6 kids out there racing right now, as well as some kids sailing on their local lakes, but we'll have a handful.
Good.
Down at the Sail and Brats.
And again, 100% of the proceeds. The cool part about this is you guys show up at 10:45. We set up everything. You work the table, and at 1 o'clock, you take the money and go. And our guys do all the breakdown. We'll do all the cleanup. You guys just take the money and go and let us do the work. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. Hey, this Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, so they're host teams and they're host schools that are involved in this. And again, this is something I didn't know what schools were involved, but you're talking about schools like Arrowhead and Brookfield Central, Catholic Memorial, Divine Savior Holy Angels, Germantown, Kettle Moraine, Marquette High, Oconomowoc, Pewaukee, Sussex Hamilton, University of Lake School. So are the kids that are going to those schools, do they represent the school or are they representing Milwaukee Youth Sailing?
A little bit of both. They represent the school mostly, but they come down and they all sail together. So there might just be one or two kids from each school. We come and jump in the boat and can compete all together, or they can compete just based on their school. So like Arrowhead went this past spring and did a qualifiers down in Chicago, and it was just the kids from the Arrowhead High School, and they represented Arrowhead. There's a number of other regattas that they can all just sail. We get one kid from each school, and they sail together and have a great time.
Carl, where'd your kids go to high school?
My sons went to Kettle Moraine.
They did. And so did they start out early on, and when they were freshmen, they were on that team and they were part of all this thing?
Yep, in both cases, they joined when they were freshmen. It's a little bit of a cyclical thing. You know, it's the schools, we'll see schools grow in their program just based on how many kids might be in it. When my oldest son got involved with Kettle Moraine, there were probably 10 to 12 kids on the team. It was one of the bigger teams in the MIS program. And unfortunately, right now, we're trying to get new kids to join so we can complete the team again.
And I would think that family members, when you have a brother, a dad, a sister, and it's co-ed, boys, girls that have done it, if you have the oldest child involved, I would think that the younger kids would see this one and be involved as well.
Definitely. It's kind of interesting, though. You know, I mean, you probably see it in other sports. Kids are all different, right? And so my oldest, sailing is his number one sport. He just absolutely loves it. My younger son, he loves sailing, don't get me wrong. But, you know, for him, skiing is really his passion. So he loves to ski a lot. But so you do see that family interest. We have a boat that we all sail on together. And that for me as a dad, that's the greatest thing that can happen.
Oh, I bet.
To sail with your kids. So.
Yeah. What type of weather is best for this? Is if it is completely calm and there's no wind, really difficult to sail?
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah. You have to have some wind. You know, in an ideal situation for me, again, probably a different answer maybe for Emily, but I like mid-80s, sunny, you know, give me a nice breeze of, you know, 12 to 15 where we can really get the boat going and you're in control. If you get too high, you know, 20 to 25 miles an hour, the boats can get damaged. People can get hurt. So actually, there is an upper limit in terms of how much wind you can sail in. And then on the opposite side, we really need about 5 miles an hour to run the race.
Emily, you're same answer on that.
Same.
You think?
I like the 80 degree and sunny. Yeah, yeah. This spring was a little rough. It was.
Oh my goodness.
It was a cold spring out there with the kids. You know, they dress for the high school team. They dress in what we call dry suits to look like astronauts type of thing and just full on decked out because the water temperature is still pretty cold.
Hey, what kind of equipment do kids need to get involved in this? If they want to be involved in the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, is there any equipment that they need?
You know, so we supply all the boats and all the sails, everything there, the equipment-wise. Really, it's just gear. So we do have these dry suits and spray gear and whatnot to keep them warm and dry.
Sure.
But we also have a few that have been donated, so we can give those to the kids who need them. But that's your biggest cost is kind of the gear.
They bring their own life jackets, stuff like that?
They do. Otherwise, we supply them as well.
Okay. Yeah, that... From the days of when I was a kid, just the orange thing that you would put around, that whole industry has changed a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You're laughing at me.
Far more comfortable now.
Look, I know I'm old, Emily. Why do you have to think it? Because I can read your mind. Wow, this is really an old guy. Yes. Yes, I am. But thank you for bringing that up.
No, I was laughing because the kids who, when they forget their life jacket, we give them one of those orange ones to make a statement that not to forget their life jacket.
Oh, they're never forgetting it again, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no... Do they, to join this, do they know... have to know how to sail, or is that something that even at a 13, 14-year-old age, if they want to be part of this thing and they don't know how to sail, do you still say, come on?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. All ability levels, whether you've never been on a boat before to kids who've grown up sailing and racing all their life. So we teach anyone that comes, and there's a skipper position and a crew position. So typically if you don't have a lot of experience, you'll start out crewing and then work your way up from there.
Carol, when you talked about at Catamaran right now, the number is down a little bit. If somebody goes to a school and they enjoy sailing and their school does not offer this, are they out of luck?
They're not at all. In fact, we have kids who come in on their own from different schools. I think one of our neat stories right now is a senior who went to Sussex Hamilton, and she came in by herself. No one else from Sussex Hamilton sailed, and excuse me. And this young lady has risen through our program. She went to the national qualifying event this year, and she's actually going to be an instructor for Emily.
Really?
This summer.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where was the Nationals, by the way?
In Chicago Yacht Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not too far?
Not too far.
Right?
No.
That's not bad. What lake? Are you always on Pewaukee Lake, or you said Pine Lake, right?
I grew up on Pine.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Carl, how about you?
I've always sailed on Pewaukee.
Yeah. That's awesome. Guys, let's get to a break. I got about 400 more questions for you because I'm starting to understand it. And one day I'm going to take you up on it. I'm going to come out there and
we'll get you on a boat.
Yeah. Well, you're going with me, right? Somebody is.
Yeah.
Maybe Abby.
Abby will take
you. Maybe little Abby should take. She'll be like, all right, you sit down and don't move and let me handle this thing. It's the best way that this can work. We're talking you sailing. You can go to PLSS.org. Best place for these guys to go, right?
Definitely.
PLSS, Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. You can get more information on that, Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, all the information that you need. And if you have questions, they have answers. You can get a hold of these guys, and trust me, they want to know. If you have questions, if you have interest, and again, if you don't know much about sailing, but you have interest in it, perfect. They will help you out with that. Again, from 11 to 1 today, raising money for them, for the Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. We're going to be at the Metro Market on Silvernail. Stop by. Carl, are you going to be able to stop out there?
I'll definitely step out.
Okay. Say hello to Carl. Say hello to Emily. Any questions that you have, and she'll be there. You'll be there the whole 2 hours?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Any questions you have regarding this, buy a Johnsonville brat or an Italian sausage, and then she'll answer those questions for you. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Amazing how creative we are here, don't you think? Yeah, bumper music.
Love the music.
Got the music.
Wait till you hear the next one. Tracy Grossbeat's favorite song is coming up next. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Want to say hello to Mary Alaska. Do you know Mary by any chance?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mary works with my wife, Terry. And I think Mary thought that we were actually going to do the show live out at the Pewaukee Yacht Club. And then so my wife's like, you're going to be at a yacht club? I said, no, I'm not. They're coming to me. I don't even know where that is. But
next time we'll have you out there.
I would love to see that. So, Mira, if you're listening, head over to the Pick and Save on Silvernail today and help us raise some money so that we can continue to do great work with this so they can continue, not we, they. My wife's going to be like, are you joining something else? Nope. Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team and Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. Raising money today at the Metro Market on Silvernail between 11 and 1. Stop by, grab a Johnsonville brat, Johnsonville hot dog. No, brat or Italian is what we're selling today for $2. 100% of the proceeds will go to continue this really good program. How long has this program been going on?
About 60 years.
Really?
Yep. Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. And then Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team is probably closer to, I'm sorry, it's going to be an estimate, but probably 15 to 20 years. It actually started at Milwaukee Yacht Club.
Okay.
And, excuse me, as the program grew, more and more kids were coming from the western side of, of the lakes area, for lack of a better term. And eventually, the Milwaukee Yacht Club just kind of lost their voice for running it, for lack of a better
sure.
term. And so Pewaukee ended up taking over. Pewaukee Lake Sailing School did. And so it's been running out of Pewaukee. But again, we've kept the name Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team. We really consider this to be a regional effort rather than just something that's based in Pewaukee or out.
Well, I think that's a really good idea. Yeah, it really is. Pewaukee Lake, great lake for this. I mean, it's a good sized lake.
Yeah, you know, it is a great lake for it. Pewaukee is known worldwide actually for sailing. There's a company out there called Harken, which is a leading sailboat manufacturer, hardware manufacturer, and they're based in Pewaukee. Very loyal to Pewaukee.
Boy, that's good to have that.
It is, and
it's okay. No worries.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
But anyways, and the members at Pewaukee Yacht Club really support this program as well. We've had the first weekend that the ice goes out and the water's still very cold. We've got guys in the water putting piers in for us so we can get these kids out sailing. And just before Thanksgiving, when the water's getting cold again, they're taking the equipment out for us. And it's all volunteers. None of them, some of them have kids in it, but a lot of them are just guys who come down and step up and volunteer for it. Great.
That's great. And I think, you know, on something like this where, again, it's not a sport where everybody knows about, you need guys like that. You have to have people that are willing to jump in, help out, where, you know, so that this can continue. And these kids that are reading your stuff, Emily, it's not just about sailing for you guys. It's about, you know, having these kids learn how to focus, gain confidence, the friendships that are involved in being part of this whole thing, very important to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's why I got involved and continue to be involved and why I'm so passionate about teaching these younger kids about sailing. It's not about winning or losing. And, you know, I'll be the first to say I wasn't the one to win all the trophies out there. I left that up to my brothers and sister. But, you know, I just did it for the camaraderie, the friendships. Some of my best friends, you know, are still sailing, and their kids and my kids are now going to be sailing together, just the multi-generation effect of it. But it's so much more than a sport. And you, like we said, you know, you can do it till you're 105, but just the responsibility of the equipment and just kind of the patience and the managing emotions and all that. I mean, you're in a boat by yourself and there's a coach out there, but they're in a different boat and it's you and the wind and the race at hand.
So. In this helicopter parent age of wanting to be hovering above our kids, how do parents watch their kids compete? And look, I know what it's like as a basketball coach with some people chirping behind me and yelling at referees and asking why their kid isn't playing enough. I can't. There's not a lot of that, I wouldn't imagine, in this sport. But how are they able to watch their kids participate?
So maybe I'm better suited to answer that question. So the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, the great thing about that is that we try and set, you know, you're thinking of a body of water, right? And so you try and set up the race course as close to the yacht club as possible so that people can literally stand on the pier and watch. You have a pair of binoculars, you're in pretty good shape. Then as kids get into more sailing, then we take them out into the water more, for lack of, and and then parents get on boats. But in sailing, there's in the very beginning stages of sailing, we have what's called the Green Fleet. And in Green Fleet, you can coach your kids. You can talk to them. You can say, hey, trim your sail in, you know, point the boat this direction, that sort of thing. You can help them out a little bit. You're not walking them through the race course, but you can help a child who's struggling to get them. It is, again, about getting them to enjoy themselves.
Sure.
And when their friends are way ahead of them, they get upset. But then, as you know, with all sports, as they progress, the parents cannot, you know.
They got to back off.
They got to back off. You can't talk to your kids. You can talk to them in between races if there's multiple races. Talk to them before or after. But once that race starts,
Carl Spencer. He is the board president for Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. What kind of parent were you when Christian was out there? Were you nice and quiet, or were you saying, "Come on, boy"?
No, honestly, our kids. My wife and I definitely have I should just tell you real quick. My wife's family, like Emily's, is very involved in sailing.
What is her first name?
Her name is Sarah.
Sarah? Sarah Spencer.
Sarah Spencer, yep. And actually, just a short side story. Emily's sister and my brother-in-law, John, Went to the Olympics in 2008.
Oh my!
And
failed to tell me that early in the show. You should tell me that kind of stuff, Miss Emily.
But John's a Paralympic athlete, so he's handicapped, and they have special sailing for that, special boats, I should say, not special sailing, but special boats for it that a handicapped person can operate. So John,
can I ask you about his handicap?
He's paralyzed from basically his waist down.
And he sailed, and he was in the Olympics.
Yep. He got a bronze medal, so it was great.
What is his first name?
John. His last name is Roof, R-U-F.
So. Man, that's awesome. Congratulations to
thanks.
Him.
That's pretty neat.
That's really neat. And the fact that, think about what sailing must mean to him, right?
It is. For him, it's just a huge passion. You talked about your size before. There's all shapes and sizes that sail, trust me. And all abilities. You know, there's sailing opportunities for everyone out there if they're interested.
So. Remember in the beginning of the show, I said I was going to ask you some really ridiculous questions. So a fear of mine would be that I would be out and all of a sudden the wind would stop and I'd be stuck in the middle of the lake. And is there anybody that's going to come and help me? Does that happen?
It definitely happens. And that's a camaraderie of sailing. You know, you talk about friendships and stuff. You know, when the wind dies, you know, there's people out there with power boats. We can tow the boats in. So you drop your sails and make sure everybody gets in and enjoys themselves once they get in.
What's the biggest body of water that you've gone sailing on?
For me, I've sailed in the ocean. So
you have. How about you? You obviously as well.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Big difference?
Very different because, you have current and different things going on with the ocean that you don't have on an inland lake. You know, rivers are different as well.
More exciting? Or can you go faster when you're in the ocean? Or does that not
Depends.
Matter?
I mean, there's also big waves and stuff. I mean, it's a different style of racing. But I think that inland lakes are the best places to sail.
So if you could go any place that you've sailed, Emily, any place in the world that you've sailed, if I said, look, this afternoon, and it's going to be 80 degrees and sunny, and you can sail on any body of water that you've sailed on, and not to race, but just to do what? Where would you go?
Honestly, right in the backyard, right here at Pewaukee Pine Lake.
Really?
Yeah.
Carl?
I would definitely agree. You know, you have, it's all about friendship. Throw me on a boat with a bunch of friends, and I'm going to have a great time.
When you're on Pewaukee Lake, how many guys, you must be waving to just about everybody. Right,
you certainly know a lot of people.
It's a big group, but it's a close knit group.
It is, you know, and that's, you know, with the Milwaukee U sailing team especially. You know, these kids get to travel, and so we take them to Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, and then if they qualify for the national events, you know, our kids have gone to both coasts, for lack of a better term, and you meet kids from all over the place, and as a youth sailor myself, at one point, I still have friends that I made back. You know, I go up to Minneapolis and I have a bunch of friends up there. I go out to Iowa and I have friends there. And those types of relationships last throughout your life.
Hey, and last question before we get to a break. You know, there are times, guys at golf and gals at golf, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, they can look around and say, hey, look, my yard work's done. And I'm going to go play nine. What's the time frame on something like this? Like, can you just do that? Or do you have to make 4 days ahead of time, make plans for it?
I mean, you can just go out and sail whenever you want. I mean, that's the joy of it. But there's also scheduled races. So, like, every weekend, there's different types of boats that are sailing at different times. So this morning, the X-Boat fleet is out at 10 o'clock racing one or two races. And then the bigger boats, the E-Boats and the A-Boats, are out in the afternoon. So, you know, every Sunday, every Saturday, at a certain time, there are specific
boats
that are
stay,
racing.
And if you want to do this just to get out on the lake by yourself, do you have to is there's room for all that, or do you stay away at those times?
No, absolutely. You can go out at any time.
Yeah.
The lake is to be shared. So,
where is your boat? Where the boat that Abby's gonna use or something like that? Where are they? Are they right?
She's gonna use one of the Pewaukee boats. Yeah, one of the boats that are supplied, ready to go.
Lake,
and it's right along the shoreline and ready to flip over and launch and rig and go within 5 minutes.
How long does it take to rig it?
Depends on
how well
you are rigging.
How
but
long would it take me to? No, you know, it'd be like 3 days is what it would take.
Five to 10 minutes, and you get out in the water.
So it is kind of like if you want to go play nine holes, you can just get out and go.
Yep, for sure.
Well, that's good. For all information, PLSS.org. PLSS.org. And don't forget, if you're in the Pewaukee, Waukesha area, Metro Market today from 11 to 1, let's raise some money for these guys so they can continue to have these kids learn a lot about this whole, I'll tell you what, this is interesting for me. The Pewaukee Lake Sailing School and Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team. We haven't gotten a lot to the high school stuff, and I apologize for that, but I want to talk about the different age groups that you have. And again, it shocked me when I saw 5 and 6. And when you're talking about 5-year-old Abby getting out on that, you know, good for her. Right, good for her. I'm sure she's excited about it, right?
Yeah. The younger,
Chad's
the better.
Chad's okay with this?
He has to be, yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about that during the break. This is the Youth Sports Show. You're cocky now, I'll tell you what. Chad's going to be texting you in a minute. On the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Sail on down the line by half a mile or so, and don't really want to know.
Tracy Grossbeach's favorite song. She came in once and said, "That's the stupidest breakup song I've ever heard in my life. Stop playing that."
I could hear her saying that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's the best. Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking youth sailing, specifically the Pewaukee Lake Sailing School with Emily Barco-Vino. Chad sent you a text that, hey, you better quit talking about me. You're going to be sleeping on the couch. She is the sailing.
Chad.
Sorry, Chad. Did you all kick your coverage? Yeah, he's a good boy, isn't he? You say nothing but nice things about him off the air. Pewaukee Lake Sailing School, she's the director, along with the director and coach of the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team. And Carl Spencer, he is the board president of Pewaukee Lake Sailing School. Hey, guys, you start them young. 5 and 6, and again, as we talk about this, PLSS.org, PLSS.org. And if you want more information and talk to Emily in person, you can meet her today at the Metro Market Silver Nail. We're doing a brat stop with Johnsonville and Pick and Save and the Metro Market, raising money for the Pewaukee Lake Sailing School and the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team. You guys start these kids early, like we talked about young Abby, 5 and 6. And then there's a different progression as they get, you know, if they're a little bit more advanced by the time they're 6, then they can move up a little bit, right? And then 7, 8, 7 through 12. The kids of all ages, if you've never done this but you have interest in it and you want to learn, they can sign up. The interesting part for me is it's $190 per session.
Yeah.
It's really...
We try to keep it cheaper than childcare.
$615 for the full summer, and for like the 5 and 6 year olds, that's Monday through Thursday, and it's 9 a.m. to noon,
mm-hmm.
or 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And it's June 17th to June 27th is that session, correct?
We run 2 week sessions, we run 4 week sessions, or you can do the whole 8 week session. So okay. It kind of depends. I mean, we know there's other sports out there, but if you know, you just want to come and try it and.
So
you love it?
I got to get this straight if I can. So if you join for 8 weeks, it's $615 for the whole 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and you can use your boats.
You can. We provide all the boats. Yeah.
That is cheaper than childcare, and the kid gets to be on the lake.
Yeah.
And gets to learn all this stuff. As a 5 and 6 year old, I bet those kids are just dying to get back every day, right?
They do. They love it, and some of them they never want to leave.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've got a 5-year-old grandson that would, I'm not sure that I could get him. The older one I could, very patient and studious. And the 5-year-old just walks up and whacks me one. You know, he's that kind of kid. So I think this might be good for him to learn some patience. But as the kids progress then, do you know at an early age, did you know, Carl, at an early age that Christian, this was something he was really good at?
Not really. You know, he certainly was good at it, but not as good as he became. You know, we talked about it off air a little bit. He's just like any athlete, the more dedication you have to it, the more effort you put into it, the better you can be. But
is there a certain type of training as far as in the weight room? What makes a good sailor?
You know, mostly it's just time in the boat, you know, time on the, we call it tiller time, steering, and just like any sport, you know, the more you practice, the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it in all different types of conditions. And I mean, there is definitely some conditioning and physical aspects of it when the wind's higher and people are hiking out and, you know, their legs and their arm strength and stuff. But it just comes down to really just getting in the boat and as much time on the water as you can.
More girls involved or boys involved, or is this split?
It's pretty even in the beginning. And then I think as they get older, it tends to lean towards more males. But the girls, I think, stay in it when it becomes a double-handed, more social experience, two kids in a boat.
That's another question that we haven't gotten in. So there are races that it's just single, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then there's races, there's two in a boat?
Yeah, so we offer four different kinds of boats. There's the Optimus, which we have been talking about for the little ones, and
right.
It looks like a big bathtub
sure.
type of thing. That's one person. And then we mentioned the X-Boat, and that's a double-handed, two kids in the boat, and that's a lot of racing, more racing-oriented for some of the older bands. And then we have the 420s, the Club 420s, which is what our high school sailors sail in, and that's a double-handed boat.
So two in for the high school?
Two in for the high school.
And mm-hmm. and do they have to, do you pair them up? Do they pair themselves up? And is it, you pair them up because one's really good at this part and one's really good at the other?
Yeah, so there's two positions. There's a skipper and a crew, and a lot goes into it. It's, you know, their dynamic and their teamwork, but also size. You want to have, you know, the right weight combination.
Sure.
For the Mist for high school, we pair them up, or sometimes they come with a skipper crew combination. But for in the sailing school and the X-Boats, a lot of them plan out their crews and who they want to spend. They spend a lot of time together in the boat, so it's important that they get along and have fun.
And be good teammates.
And be good teammates together.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into this, a lot more than meets the eye. You know, a guy like me, again, who's never done this and had to get here early to do some research to ask questions other than, look, if the wind stops, am I stuck on the middle of the lake for 3 hours like Gilligan and Skipper and stuff like that? I don't want to do that. So this is really, really interesting to me. I would love to have you guys come back. And next time I have you come back, a year from now or so, bring Abby with you. Because I'd love to have Abby answer some questions, and if Christian or other son's available, just to be able to say, look, what have you learned? You know, do you enjoy this? Is this fun for you? Stuff like that. Today, 11-1, you guys, hopefully the rain holds out. It wasn't supposed to rain at all today. And I was so excited that we're going to have great weather for this. But I think there's, at that venture market, we'll be undercover. So you'll be okay if it's drizzling a little bit. 100% of the proceeds are going to go back to the Milwaukee Youth Sailing Team, to the Milwaukee Lake Sailing School. Go out and tell Emily what a great job that she did, and tell Chad not to be mad at her. I think that's important, right? That's really important. Carl, it's nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. When will you find out how Christian's doing today?
Later today, they have some online scoring that we'll take a look at and see how it's going. They've got 3 days of what's called team racing, and then later in the week, they'll do match racing.
Madison got a good team?
They're young. They've got a couple of strong freshmen and great senior leadership as well. So
that's awesome.
Yep.
Hey, PLSS.org, PLSS, Pewaukee Lake Sailing School.org to get more information. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Carl, it's been good to meet you. Thanks
you
for
too.
Coming in. This is the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.